Chapter 12, Knights Without Hearts. Suddenly the ground began to shake beneath my paws. Cheese sticks! It was a restless ghost. I just knew it. The phantom was coming for me. I wondered what it had been up to under those stone stones. Was it shooting the breeze with some skeletons, playing dominoes with the undead? It was all too gruesome to picture. I closed my eyes, but when I opened them, there was no ghost rising up from the ground. Instead, I saw a band of knights on horseback, galloping right at us.
"It's the Heartless Horseman! Quick, hide!" Scribblehopper cried.
In a flash, we dug behind two tombstones. "Who are the Heartless Horsemen?" I asked the frog. 2 hours later, Scribblehopper finished his answer. "Did I mention the frog likes to talk? He's a bigger chatterbox than my cousin Gabby Fur. She once talked the ear off a statue at the Museum of Modern Art. It took 3 tubes of superglue to get that ear back on. Anyway, it seemed these horsemen had been very good knights at one time, but then they turned terribly evil. They became part of the Dark Army. They spread bad will and rotten feelings around the kingdom. I shivered as the horsemen passed by. I was feeling pretty rotten myself. Oh, what miserable luck to be stuck in this terrifying place.
Oh my god, I almost forgot to tell you that since I'm feeling especially good today, no particular reason, it's just I'm feeling good and I have decided to post an extra episode today. And my second favorite time, the first favorite is obviously 12 noon IST, but my second favorite time is 5 p.m. IST. So look for the episode and you'll surely find it.